then more cooling, then millions of moons. Why? Because samsara dhavanala lita loka. In this world, all jivas are burning in the endless chain of birth and death. There's no escape for them. If you give them chandan, they will be cooled down from this fire? No, impossible. Camphor? Even the moon is very nice and cooling and makes the mind very peaceful. But the moon will not be able to extinguish the blazing fire of birth and death and the miseries of this material world.
Even not a heart disease, she cannot cool. So many problems and always firing here, burning. Moon cannot touch.
But Nityananda Prabhu, he is the master of the predominating deity of Sandini Shakti.
Oh, you should only know. What is this written?
So then he's saying, Heno Nitai Binebai Radha Krishna Paitenai. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot attain the mercy of Radha Krishna. Because Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he is the Akhanda Guru Tattva, original Guru Tattva. So without the shelter of the lotus feet of Sadguru, all anartha and aparad, they cannot be uprooted from the heart in such a way that one can enter into the realm of bhajan. Then he's saying, Sei sambandha nahija vritta janma galokar, Sei pashu paro durachar. Those who have no relation with akhanda guru tattva, then they are simply like misbehaved animals. Why? Because without the guidance and shelter of Sadguru, one will only be wandering in the chain of birth and death, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, like animals. So then he's saying, Nitai na balino muke, majalo samsara suke, vidikule ki kari beta. Those whose mouths don't utter the name Nitai, Nitai, then what will happen to them? Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, all will be bewildered, and they'll immerse themselves in the dirty swamp of material happiness. He's saying, Vidyakule ki kari beta. They may be born in a very high family. They may have very great wealth and power and position in this world. And they may have very good education from the material standard. But what is the use of their birth? What is the use of their knowledge? What is the use of their education? Even if they study all Shastra, still being learned in all the Vedas and memorizing all Shastra, this will not help them. Anyway, without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, they must, by the force of the material energy, be immersed in the mud of material sense gratification. So then he's saying, Ahamkara matohaya nitai para pasariya asatyera satya karimani. If anyone will forget the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, what will be the result? Oh, they will be covered by false ego. They'll have ahankar. They'll think, I am the doer. And in this way, asatyera satya karimani. Having a false ego, an identification with the material identity, not knowing their spiritual identity, they will accept that which is asat, or temporary, to be such. And in this way, asatyera satya karimani, ahankara matohya, they act like a mad person. So then he's saying, nitaya karuna habe braja radha krishna pabe. But if one can receive a drop of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then very easily he can attain the lotus feet of Radha Krishna in Raj. Therefore, Nitya Acharana Dukani, I am taking shelter of the two lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Nitya Acharana Satya Atarana Sevaka Nitya Nityanipara Sadakore Ash. I always desire the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. His lotus feet are not material. Nitya Acharana Satya, they are eternal and transcendental and the abode of all existence and transcendental realization. So, those who serve the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, they're his servants. They are also transcendental personalities. So I always desire the shelter of the lotus feet. Finally, Nathamdas Thakur is saying that, Oh Nityananda Prabhu, I am suffering so much in this world. Narottama Borodukhi, I am filled with so much. Here, Nathamdas Thakur is expressing the pain of separation he feels from Nityananda Prabhu. So, Nitai Mora Koro Suki, oh Nityananda Prabhu, please make me happy. How? By giving me one small corner of your lotus feet where I can take shelter and serve you. This is the essence of the ceremony, but by Nathamdas Thakur.
Sankarsana karana toya sai garbhod sai cha payobdhi sai shesasya jasyans kalasa nityananda karama Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. Shrat means predominantly deity of Sata. Sat has come from Sandini. Krishna is Sat Chit Ananda. First Baladev Prabhu, Sat. He is the predominating deity of Sata, Sandini. Without him, nothing. Krishna stands, sits on that. And then Chit, Krishna Chit, and Ladini, herself or Radhika. So where Nityananda Prabhu, Baladeva Prabhu, Radhika, and then Krishna. So three are always there. Oh, if not Sandini, no Vrindavan. No, the form of Krishna, Baladeva Prabhu, and anyone. So root of all these things, it seems that upon Sandini, Chit, Ananda and everything. So Baladeva Prabhu himself is Nityananda Prabhu. First Krishna, and then Baladeva Prabhu. Baladeva are two, like Krishna is two. Aishwarya and Madhurya. Those who took birth from the womb of Devaki is Vasudeva Putra, Vasudeva. Like Narayan. They never go to Vrindavan. Always in Mathura, sometimes to Dwarka. But who came from the womb of Devaki in seventh. Home of Devaki. And by Jogmaya, he was taken to the womb of Rohini mother in Gokul, and he mixed in fullest Baladeva Prabhu. Baladeva Prabhu was from before there. And he mixed in that. Understand? As Krishna, coming from the womb of Devaki, mixed in two arms of that Krishna, the son of Nanda and Yashoda, he mixed, immersed in that. Similarly, Baladeva, who came from the womb of Devaki, he was what? Ansik.
Form.
Manifestation. And the root Baladeva Prabhu was in the Rohini womb, and he went there and he was immersed in that Baladeva. The Baladeva Prabhu in Gokul is none different to Krishna. Only there are some differences of black complexion and golden complexion. and some float and
Singa
and others. But both are of Vrindavan. Then, from him, this Baldev Prabhu, comes Mool Sankarsan in Dwarka and Mathura, especially in Dwarka, Mool Sankarsan. And from them, all, like Vasudev Sankarsan Pradyumna Nirup. They are Mool Sankarsan. And from Mool Sankarsan comes Mahasankarsan in Vaikuntha. He served in so many ways to Narayana. As Baldev Prabhu in Vrindavan, similarly Mool Sankarsan in Dwarka, and from there Mahasankarsan in Vaikuntha, in so many. And his one of the manifestations comes to this world, like Karnabdishayi Vishnu, mixing some worldly causes, not pure tattva. Himself is pure, but his actions are not pure. Though he is like a lotus in water, ocean, but yet, if world is demolished, then no need. Where he goes? He goes to Mahasankarsan, Karanabdi Sai Vishnu. And from Karanabdi Sai Vishnu, so many universes, thousand and thousand and crores of universe coming. And one part of the answer of the Karnabdi Sai Vishnu comes in that, each everywhere. Garbha Dasai. And then Garbha Dasai becomes Hiranya Garbha Brahma, and from him Bairaj Brahma. And thus creation is. And from Garbha Dasai, in each heart, he is Kirodashai, part of Kirodashai, all everywhere. He is called Paramatma, Angushta Parman, Vishnu, like this. Yogi meditate them. And last is Shesh. What is Shesh? Shesh means remaining. What remaining? The last part of fraction of Baladev Prabhu is Shesh. Serving Mahavishnu, Garbha Dasai, and so many ways. Asan, Basan, Bhushan, and so many things. And Baladev Prabhu to Krishna, Mool Sankarsan to Vasudev Krishna in Dwarka, Mahasankarsan to Vaikunthapati, in this way. But Shesh is the Lord's fraction. So Nityananda Prabhu is himself Baldev Prabhu, none different to Baldev Prabhu. So we should try to know Baldev Prabhu. So without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he cannot do anything. He is Akhanda Guru Tattva. And that is why he killed Dhenukasur. What Dhenukasur? He was ignorance. Ignorance, like an ashes. Ash. So Nityananda Prabhu is that. He also cut the head off Nomharshan. Why he cut out? because he was not giving proper respect to Vaishnavas. And Guru Baladev Prabhu at once he cut out. And he at once inspired a little boy of there who is
son of
Lomharshan Sutta. Ugrashrava. He is Ugrashrava. Why Ugrashrava? Baladev Prabhu gave him power. What he will hear, he will remain forever. And he will never forget anything. And without reading Vedas, Upanishads, Shastra, Vedanta, everything, all the Purans and all, everything should come out in his heart. And quickly, oh, by the mercy of Baladev Prabhu. So, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, oh, everything can come. So those who are not taking shelter of this Baladev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu, really they are what?
Animals.
So we should glorify Nityananda Prabhu. Also, we see from the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, that he took birth not as a brother here, in Navadvip. Mahaprabhu took birth in Navadvip from the home of Sachidmaya. And prior to this, so many years before, Nityananda Prabhu took birth in Adai, Ek Chakra. Mother Padmavati and father
Adai
Pandit. And when he was some
boy.
A small boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, he used to play only the parts of Baladev Prabhu in Krishna pastime. Sometimes Lakshman in Ram, always. They were in a group, so many children, so many boys. And they used to play sometimes Krishna pastime, sometimes Ram, sometimes Bara, sometimes Nishingha, and all. Especially where Baladev is needed, oh, they used to do. And you know, we will glorify in evening, or in
10 o'clock
we can. So he became once what? Lakshman. And he was in the side of Ram. And Ravan was one side. And thus he has told everything to his companions that I will fight with Meghna and he will shoot me with arrow and then I may be senseless. You should go to Himalayas and bring jadi booty, some herbs, and give in my nose and then I will quickly
revive.
Then they began to
fight
each other. And Lakshmana was fighting. Meghnad. And Meghnad suited him. And when he suited, he became senseless, Nityananda Prabhu. And all began to weep. They never remembered that what Nityananda Prabhu has told to bring herbs from Himalayas. And they all for him began to weep and they went to village and they told this, that oh, Nityananda Prabhu is about to die. His father, mother and all villagers came and became very
upset.
Oh, he was about to die, no breathing, nothing. Then anyone told, old man told that, you are playing this, what Nityananda Prabhu told in the last, if he will be senseless, what to do? Oh, then remembered. Oh, he told what we were very upset. And then one being like a monkey, and he jumped up and went to Himalaya, not Himalaya, anywhere, and he took some piece of stone like Himalaya, Gandhamadhan Parvat. And from that herb was brought and given in the nose of Nitya, and then he. So this is how he used to be observed in that. We should try to observe totally in bhajan. How you can? If you have a relation to Nityananda Prabhu, and he is giving all these things, what thing? A very strong relation with Krishna. And then everything will inspire, he will inspire. So then you can. Without Nityananda Prabhu mercy, you cannot do. So, the Guru inspired by, given power by Nityananda Prabhu, he can help the devotees. Otherwise, a bogus Guru cannot. For a bogus Guru, Nityananda Prabhu will not inspire anything. So, if the Guru is sincere, and he is Mahabhagavat, Bhagavata at least, then his mercy will come. At least he will be sincere. He should be. If Madhyamadhikari, but Madhyamadhikari in what a stage? At least Madhyam Uttam he should be. Otherwise he cannot do anything. So if by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu you are so much fortunate to have the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, oh, then you can observe like him or others. Even like Murari Gupta, he sing the peak feathers and he remembered Krishna pastimes and he was in senseless state. So this Nityananda Prabhu doing all these things, like in the meantime when he became about 12 hours, a renounce order, sannyasi came. And he told his father, oh, this boy is very good, very intelligent and very religious. I want that I should travel whole India, pilgrims, holy places. Please give me this boy for this, he will help me. Otherwise now I am old, I cannot do anything. Then he began to weep, but at once, anyhow, he remembered the past of Ramachandra and Lakshman. Remembered that Dasarath never wanted to do like this, that he should give his Ram and Lakshman to
Vishwamitra.
But Vasishtha told that, oh, very good thing. This is the mercy of Vishwamitra that he has come. At once give up. Otherwise he may curse you and you will be all
ruined
with your all
dynasty
and everything. And anyhow, he gave Nityananda Prabhu. And then with Nityananda Prabhu, that sannyasi traveled whole India, pilgrims, South India, West India, North India, East India, everywhere. Not only one time, so many times. Especially in South India. So much. Now he has become some grown up more. And he went in his last street. Where? Pandharpur. Pandharpur. And there, luckily, Vishnu Puri, the guru of Madhavendra Puri, met him. You know?
From
Lakshipati. Lakshipati, na Vishnu. Lakshipati Tirtha. Tahar Shishya Therabar. Udari Paramparate Vishnu Puri. Lakshipati Tirtha. And, both met. Lakshipati Tirtha was so much attracted to Nityananda Prabhu. And even he was like a young boy, And he wanted to initiate him, Nityananda. And then Nityananda strictly gave that mantra to him. Oh, do you want to give this mantra to me? Yes, I want. Oh, he told this mantra and he made him disciple and then he initiated him. And after initiation, O Madhavendra Puripad met him. O always weeping, always observed, He Dina Deyadranath Mathuranath Kadavalakkase. He Daita, He Deva, He Daita, He. All this, always weeping. And he was so much vigor in age also, so much.
Senior.
So he always, Nityananda Prabhu respected him like his guru, Shiksha Guru. After that, Nityananda Prabhu came to Vrindavan. And he was searching everywhere. Oh Krishna, where? Oh Kanaiya, my brother, where you are? Where you are? He used to take the embrace of deers, even.
Cows, deer.
Cows also. Where my Kanaiya is? Where my Kanaiya is? Everywhere. The covered boys, oh, they began to fear that he is ghost or what, that he is embracing us. Anyhow, when he was in Vrindavan, in a temple, he heard a voice, Oh, Kanaiya is not here. He has taken birth in Mayapur Navadvip Dham. And his name is also changed. And now his name is Sachinandan, Gaurhari, Nimai. So if you want to meet him, you can go there. And you can meet him. He is waiting for you. So Nityananda Prabhu quickly went to Navadvip Dham. And he crossed the Ganges. And there was a beautiful ashram. Nandacharya Garden. Ishodhyan, Nandanacharya or ashram, kuti, and he used to do kirtan always. And it was some far away from Navadvip, Mayapur. As the, have you gone? Navadvip. So on the bank of, near bank of Ganges, nearer to Sarup, Ganja and Godrum and Navadvip. There was no any way when I went first with my Gurudev, about 50 years before. So you can think at that time. So Nityananda Prabhu was hiding himself. If my Kanaiya is here in Navadvip, he must come to me and then I will know that, oh, he is my Kanaiya. Otherwise, I will return. So he was waiting there. And in the evening, Mahaprabhu, in Shivas Angan, with other devotees, to Gadadhar Pandit, oh, Shivas Pandit, his four brothers and all, he told that, oh, such any Mahapurush has come, Mahabhagavat. So you should at once go and search him and bring him. So Shivas Pandit and all others went to search. They searched everywhere in all the temples, in the houses of all the devotees, till evening, but they could not search. Then Mahaprabhu took with him Gadadhar Pandit, Shivas and all other associates, and he quickly went to the house of Nandana Acharya. And he saw that I am very tall, very healthy. A saint is there, Mahapurusha. And he was standing, and Nityananda Prabhu also standing, each other talking with eyes. And then Mahaprabhu quickly run towards Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, ran towards Mahaprabhu and they embraced each other and became saints. Then, what became? Then Gadadhar Prabhu from the behind curtain. Varaha pidam natavarabapu karnayo karnikaram vibhradavasah kanakkapisham vajayanti chavalam randhrana venuradar sudayo puranyan goprabandai vindarannam sabadarpanam pravishatagetate. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu, they began to do hunkar. Hunkar, you know?
Roaring.
Roaring, bow. And oh, they became more and more excited. Excited?
Excited.
Yeah. And then, oh, Mahaprabhu took him, Nityananda Prabhu, and took him to where? In Srivasangan. Srivasangan in the wife of Srivas was Malini. Malini saw that he is like his son, and he took in her lap, and thus Nityananda Prabhu was always there with his mother, O Malini Devi. And after then, everything, so many pastimes of Nityananda. One day, Malini Devi was weeping. Nityananda Prabhu told, "Mother, why you are weeping?" Oh, a crow came and took my golden or silver full of ghee. Oh, you are weeping for this. Oh, crow, come on, and crow.
Bring that
and he kept that
Bati.
Container there. Oh, she became very happy. Sometimes, in the mood of a very small child, he used to run to Sachi Maiya without any cloth. He used to take his dhoti.
Karban.
Oh, mother, where is Kanaiya? And then Mahaprabhu saw him, Nimai. Oh, he gave his and tightened in his waist. Thus, always observed, not remembering that time any male or anything. So there are so many pastimes. We will try to tell all these things in evening class. It will be better that you can come here just before 5. I may come at 5. And you should come before, and you should do all the kirtan of Nityananda Prabhu. You must come, and all should come. And you should glorify by kirtan. Also by meaning. What is the meaning of that kirtan? And go on doing. At about 10:30 or 11, I may come, and you should bring all the paraphernalia of Abhishek, or also some very good drops.
That's a green coconut.
Green coconut. 2-3. And Nityananda Prabhu and Gaur Prabhu, they should come out here. Decorate them. And we will do Abhishek and some glorification. Then in evening, again kirtan, and we will. Gaur Pramananda. They can go?
No.
We will glorify here.
You can go tomorrow.